What kind of day are you going to live today? Have you thought about it yet? That's what the Morning Mindset is here for, is to help you think about it, to help you be intentional about this day that you have to live. Because God has done an amazing work on your behalf. He has sent His Son to die on the cross, not just to pay the price for your sin, not just to forgive you or make forgiveness possible for you, but also to come into your life and inhabit you and to empower you with a new nature, to make you a new creation so that you can live a life that is different from the life you've lived up until the point you've placed your faith in Christ. Those are realities on a spiritual level. And when I say on a spiritual level, that doesn't make it any less true. Please understand that. You see, reality exists on a number of dimensions, if you want to think of it that way. There's the physical plane, the physical dimension. But there's also this spiritual dimension. And just because it's unseen doesn't mean it's any less real. It is a reality. The Bible talks about it. And we've been looking at Colossians chapter 3, and Paul gets way deep into this issue of the spiritual realm and how much of a reality it is. And he relates it specifically to us as followers of Jesus Christ. The spiritual realm is a reality to us because our lives are now hidden with Christ in God. Our life is not dependent on this body having a heartbeat or this brain keeping its brain waves going. Our life is more than that. And it's that way for non-believers, non-Christ followers as well. See, your life has to do with your spirit, which again is an unseen thing, correct? You can't see a spirit. When a person dies, you don't see a spirit fly up out of them. But nevertheless, the Bible says to be absent from the body for a believer is to be present with the Lord. And so these unseen spiritual things are what we're talking about, because when you can think, when you can have a mindset that is focused around a bigger reality than what you see every day, you know, the earthly things, the situations, the stresses, you're able to bring in that spiritual component and understand the two go together and you have to deal with life as a holistic thing, then you're able to live differently, because you understand your identity on a spiritual level as well as on the physical level. And so Paul's been telling these believers who are reading the book of Colossians, and that's you and I today, he's telling us what it looks like to live as this new creation. And he says, we are to put on compassionate hearts. Man, compassion. Oh, I need compassion. I get so irritated so easily. I get bothered by other people's quirks or ways of looking at life that aren't like mine. I don't have compassion. I don't look upon them with eyes of sympathy that understand they've had a hard life just like I've had a hard life. There are things they're struggling to overcome just like I'm struggling to overcome things. There is a need for great compassion. And in addition to those compassionate hearts, he says, we're to put on kindness. Kindness, just being kind to people. Not the bitter rivalries that you see on Facebook, not the get in the last word on a meme. Not trying to belittle someone or do the biggest cut down, but rather putting aside those things, being kind, living in a place where loving other people matters. And the reason we're to do this, Paul says, is not because this is a moral list of characteristics we're to do to make God happy. These are the kinds of attitudes and the kinds of behaviors that follow with being a Christ follower. They flow out of who we are in our new nature. So think about your day today, and that you are fully equipped through the life God has given you that's sourced in Him to live out a compassionate life, to live a life of kindness today toward those who are around you. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the next Morning Mindset edition.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.